President Bush doesn't often use the words environment or environmental. He prefers conservation. It's part of his philosophy. He believes we should manage resources and believes the government has tipped the scales too far in favor of preservationists at the expense of business and agriculture. On his Texas ranch, Mr. Bush likes to exercise by cutting brush to manage nature. It could be a metaphor for how he sees the larger issue. It seemed that way when he talked about his approach to the environment during the second debate.
I guess you'd say I'm a good steward of the land. The quality of the air is cleaner since I've been the president. Fewer water complaints since I've been the president. More land being restored since I've been the president.
While President Bush believes he's striking the right balance between conserving natural resources and not regulating business excessively, many environmentalists think the Bush administration's approach to environmental issues is way out of whack. Betsy Loyless is vice president of policy for the League of Conservation Voters. The LCV keeps track of votes and issues and grades politicians on their decisions.
League of Conservation Voters gave George Bush an F, the first F we've ever given out in modern history to a president, because his policies of anti-environmentalism spread across the board of dirty air, dirty water, degrading our public lands, and jeopardizing our energy future by focusing on 19th century energy policies that don't meet our 21st century needs.
President Bush largely ignores criticism from environmental groups. He sees them as extremists. On the campaign trail, he frames the debate about the environment in terms of finding a better balance between protecting the environment and keeping jobs.
If we want to keep jobs here in America and expand the job base, America must be the best place in the world to do business. That means less regulations on our business owners.
You would think that would make business and industry types happy, but even there, the president has his critics. The free market supporters are disappointed in George Bush. They feel he should have stuck to the ideas he had when he was running for president 4 years ago. Roll back regulations that some businesses say cost a lot of money with little benefit to the environment. The Property and Environment Research Center, self-described as the Center for Free Market Environmentalism, gave the president a C-minus grade on his midterm report card because the free market thinkers believe the Bush administration compromised its original proposals to please environmentalists and ended up pleasing no one. Even some in the president's own party are unhappy with the Bush administration's dealings with the environment. The group Republicans for Environmental Protection, backed by former Republican EPA administrators and other prominent Republicans, say the president got it wrong. Jim DePeso is the group's policy director. His group believes the Bush administration could have done more to protect the environment.
Well, our board took a look at the issue and decided that President Bush had not earned our support based on his record over the last 4 years. So because we have a policy of not endorsing Democrats, the only alternative we had in order to express our disappointment was to simply withhold an endorsement for the presidential race this year.
But the majority of Republicans say the president is making progress on environmental issues. Lynn Scarlett is one of the architects of the Bush environmental policy. She's Assistant Secretary of the Department of Interior's Office of Policy Management and Budget.
This administration has the highest dollars ever expended by any administration going towards environmental protection, whether it's on the pollution side and pollution cleanup, or on the land management and conservation side. We have a number of new programs the president initiated. So there's an awful lot that is occurring that is getting results on the ground.
President Bush believes the government should be partners with private landowners and industry, encouraging them to be more environmentally friendly instead of relying on regulations to mandate less pollution and better stewardship of the land. Environmentalists say that leaves too much to chance, and the potential cost to the planet is too dear. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.